Bill and Lynn Limpert dreamed of retiring here to the mountains of Bath County, the second least populous county in the state. 9 years ago, they bought 120 acres of rugged terrain and ancient trees. It seemed impossible that development would encroach on their quiet way of life, but then they got a letter from Dominion asking to purchase a right-of-way for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline.
It was February 12, 2016. Didn't sleep a lot that night, I can tell you that. What is now Miracle Ridge with the biggest trees you've ever seen in your life and gives you a spiritual feeling as you walk through them would become a pile of rubble, 3,000 feet long, right through the center of our property, invisible from our front porch and from our bedroom window as well.
Bill, who is 71, felt uniquely qualified to battle Dominion. He was once an environmental regulator for the state of Maryland.
My specialty is pollution from construction sites.
Limpert thinks Dominion has an impossible job in trying to install a pipeline here. For one thing, the slopes are steep and subject to landslides. For another, the ground is karst.
And in karst terrain, the water runs underground in fragile limestone channels. The first blast could collapse the channel that's bringing water to our well or our neighbor's spring.
And in his professional opinion, the erosion control measures Dominion has offered will not work.
They're the worst erosion and sediment control plans I've ever seen as well.
His neighbor, Jeanette Robinson, doesn't talk about geology. For her, the heartbreak lies in history, a farm in the family since 1792.
My ancestor fought in the Revolutionary War, and at that time, the government didn't have money to pay people, so they gave them land. So we have a copy of the land grant framed, and it's something that's dear to all of us.
So she and her husband, Gary, joined the Limperts in issuing an invite, welcoming anyone who wants to come and see just what's threatened by a gas pipeline they say is not needed. Bill Limpert has studied the numbers for North Carolina and Virginia, where demand for energy has actually fallen.
The U.S. Department of Energy says that that consumption will remain flat at least through 2030. Our country's got an energy glut right now. We believe strongly that this gas, if it goes through, will be shipped overseas. So we don't think that there's a public need for it. And in terms of legal issues, I really feel like if we have a just legal system, this pipeline's not going to be built.
The Chesapeake Climate Action Network, a nonprofit that's fighting the pipeline, happily accepted the offer to come and camp in Bath County. Director Mike Tidwell says a few people have come so far, but more will be boarding buses in Hampton Roads.
The right-of-way is going through some of those communities, especially some African-American communities that feel like whenever there's a sacrifice being asked of a community, often it's communities of color who have to bear that sacrifice. You know, these are folks who are connecting the dots, too, when it comes to rising seas. Why are these Norfolk neighborhoods flooding? Why can't I get my kid to the hospital when she has asthma because of the flooding? They're connecting that to sea level rise and global warming, which is connected to the use of fossil fuels, including frack gas.
The campout will continue through September 8th, and the Chesapeake Climate Action Network says it may inspire other remote communities to host similar protests this summer. In Bolar, Virginia, I'm Sandy Houseman.